you can imagine that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the angels were all really happy when baby Jesus was finally born. And we've been really happy. We've been celebrating, right? With presents and feasts. And so there's been lots of happiness because of the birth of this baby. But there were some people, one at least, who was not happy when baby Jesus was born. King Herod thought it was important for him to be the very most important and powerful person in all the world, and he got the idea after Jesus was born that maybe Jesus was going to be a problem for him. And so he sent his soldiers out looking for the baby. The Bible tells us that God sent an angel to Joseph to warn him about the danger, and so the family was able to escape into Egypt to hide and be safe. Egypt was a long way away, though, from where they started out, and so it probably took them days and days and days to get there, and we can imagine that the soldiers were chasing them for most of that time. There's an old legend that tells how one day when they were hurrying as fast as they could go, Mary looked over her shoulder and she caught the glint of sunlight on helmets and the flash of red capes, and she thought, oh no, the soldiers are getting close. Joseph, she said, we have to act quickly. She noticed that in the field where they were passing through, there were three houses. She got off the donkey and took the baby and put him underneath one of the wild flowery bushes. And she said a prayer, God in heaven and you flowers of the earth, guard and protect this child. Then she let the donkey loose to graze in the field, and she and Joseph went into the closest house. They went inside and there seemed to be nobody there. There were two bowls and two cups and two spoons on the table, and there was soup simmering over the fire, but no people. Huh, they must have gone to their farthest fields to work today and left the soup so that there would be something to eat when they came home at the end of the day. Mary stepped up to the soup pot and began to stir. Joseph found a piece of wood on a shelf and sat down and began to carve. Soon they heard the pounding of hooves and the shouting of soldiers, look, there's the donkey, they can't be far away. And then the sound of boots as the soldiers came barging into the house. What have you done with the couple and the baby that just arrived here on that donkey? We're the only people in the house, said Mary, who would never under any circumstances tell a lie. Well, what about that donkey outside? That's our donkey. He's grazing in the field. The soldiers searched the whole house and didn't find any people. And then they went to the neighboring houses, and there were no guests, no people who couldn't be accounted for. And they asked in those other houses, how many people live in this first house? And they said it was just a couple who lives there. And so the soldiers didn't get any new information. Well, what if they hid the baby under one of these flowery bushes and then ran away to hide, guessed one of the soldiers. We better check. So the captain reached out to check under the first flower bush, but when he did, his hand got scratched by a really sharp thorn. He said, these flowers are all prickly. Nobody could hide a baby under here. We're wasting our time, said one of the other soldiers. They've obviously gone a different direction. We better get out of here. And so they jumped on their horses and galloped away. As soon as they were gone, Mary ran out of the house to look under the flowers where she'd hidden baby Jesus. And there he was, sound asleep. The flowers had become all hard and spiky, and so when she reached down to pick him up, the branches moved away so that she could get him out without harm. And the legend is that thistles, which are spiky flowers, have been growing on this earth ever since. And the donkey was part of that miracle, because he was out there munching away on those flowers, and even when they turned all hard and prickly, he just kept right on eating them. He thought they were the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted. And still today, a lot of donkeys, their favorite food is thistles. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. I guess that leaves you to hold hands with each other and scoot over here, thank you, and hold hands with me. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for sending the Christ child into the world and for guarding him. We thank you for your protecting, all-encompassing love. Amen.